Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
1-800-330-9999. Let's play Guess If You Got Fired. You tell us a story of something you did wrong at work, and then we guess if they fired you over it. Raven, this guy, he went viral because he ordered his son a smoothie at a smoothie shop, asked for it with no peanut butter because his child had a nut allergy. Kid had a terrible reaction, but the father goes back, freaks out on the high schoolers that are working at the smoothie shop, and this is what it sounded like.
I want to speak to the person who made this drink. Is that you?
No,
well,
it wasn't.
We don't know who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we honestly don't know.
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, threw the smoothie at the girl. It was disgusting. And while this was all happening and these videos are going viral, my husband walks in and he goes, mark my words, they figure out where that guy works and by the end of the day, he'll be fired. And yeah, Merrill Lynch fired him by the end of the day. It was all over Twitter. He was 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, they fired him on a Sunday. That's how things happen. It's not that shocking anymore. They find you online and they destroy your life, essentially.
Okay. So Raven, we're going to play This Is What I Did Wrong and Did I Get Fired for It? Okay. I worked at when I was a high schooler, I worked at a convenience store that sold lottery tickets. And this lady worked next door at the grocery store. And every single day she came in and every single day she played the same numbers, the exact same numbers. Mm. The play four numbers was always the same. I gave her the wrong numbers the day after she came in and the number came out.
Yeah, that's
she
bad.
Was livid.
I'm sure she was.
I'm
going to guess you didn't get fired, though, because people that work nights and overnights and weekends at convenience stores, they're not easy to come by at times.
I didn't get fired, not because of that, but because there is a note that says it right there that you have to check your numbers before you leave the store. Mm-hmm. And even though she came every day and I felt terrible, she didn't check her numbers before she left the store, and it was her fault.
And now she's cursed you.
Absolutely.
Right.
hi, it's Anna and Raven. Tell us what you did wrong at work, and we'll guess if you got fired.
Okay, so I was a new employee at a robotics company, and in orientation, they made it very clear that there was one floor of the building that was only for certified techs, okay? And I am not a certified tech, but there just weren't sufficient restrooms in the building, so one day I just, like, snuck off the elevator, and the restrooms were, like, really close to the elevators just to use the restroom on that floor, so I didn't even go into the workspace. I figured that's okay. Like, it's just a restroom, right? But I got called into HR as a result.
Raven, did she get fired?
Yeah, you got fired. There's intellectual properties. Yes, on a factory floor like that, if they were specific. I mean, there's intellectual properties in a situation like that. Of course she got fired.
I mean, she saw the cameras and she went in the bathroom
yeah.
and left. Like, what kind of-
she could have stole the secrets for the Terminator.
In the toilet?
Yes. Didn't you ever see War Games? He uses a tape recorder to get out of the office.
I don't even know what that... No. But what happened?
They had a long discussion with me about, like, how I hadn't been paying attention in orientation, obviously. And yes, I did get fired.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to check your briefcase before you leave here. Let me see that. What do you got? Give that. Give me that
crazy.
Purse and shake it upside down.
Wow.
Yeah, they did have security watch me, put things...
See?
Like, I was only allowed to take the plants and some framed photos from my desk, and that's about it.
Yeah, that ain't your stapler. Get out of here, lady. Yeah.
That's nuts.
No mercy when we're talking about my future for my company. We will be a world power, Anna Zapp. We will be.
This is a fun game. You tell us what you did wrong at work, and then we're going to guess if you actually got fired for it. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Okay, I worked for a mail order company, and I was a computer programmer, and I left it on the test numbers so that only 5 orders went into the whole night, had no work to do all night, and they had to pay them.
Oh, my gosh. That is a long shift right there. I'm going to guess that you got fired.
And you would be wrong.
Oh.
They didn't fire me. And then they sent someone in to, like, look over my shoulder to do it for the next night, and I did it again.
And they still didn't fire you?
I would have definitely fired you. They were super nice. I would have definitely fired you. Ann Raven, tell us that thing that happened at your job, and we're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
I lost $35,000 from my company.
You lost $35,000. When you use the word lost, it says to me you lost it, and it wasn't recovered.
At the time, I worked in finance, and everyone was in a meeting, and the guy who I worked for, the broker I worked for, was on vacation, and his client was on vacation. He calls me up. He goes, I want X amount. I don't remember the amount. This stock. And when they put it in, I gave the order to one of the other brokers. He put it in. And he called the guy back. He goes, I didn't want that amount. He goes, I wanted less than that. And he's like, no, this is what you said. So they looked at me. And I was like, no, I repeated it. This is what he wanted. This is it. So they're like, well, we have to eat $35,000 now. So did I get fired?
I think this happens a lot in corporate settings, and I'm going to guess you did not get fired.
Yeah, I'm going to guess you're right on this one, Anna.
No, I did not get fired. They wanted to. My manager wanted to fire me, and everyone's like, no, it was not her fault.
Ann Raven, tell us about that thing that happened at your work, and we're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
So I worked at a movie theater in my late teens for at least 2 years. And they specifically said an hour before closing, make sure the fryer is off. So, you know, using our busy time, you know, it's still the strict rule. Turn the fryer off an hour before closing. So here we are at the fryer had been off. I was cleaning it and all that stuff. And this guy comes in and he says he wants 3 orders of chicken strips, and I told him, hey, you can't have that because the fryer's off. And he started ranting and raving and screaming and all of this stuff, demanding chicken strips. And so my boss had to come downstairs and figure out why this man was so upset. And I said, I turned the fryer off already as procedure, and this man is screaming about chicken strips. Mm-hmm. So being the manager that she is, she made me turn the fryer back on just so this man can have his dinner at the movie theater. Turns out that the reason why you're supposed to turn the fryer off is because it could cause a fire hazard if the oil isn't turned off and cooled off long enough. Sure enough, the next day we come in, the fryer had exploded.
Oh my gosh.
What?
So I'm going to guess you weren't fired.
I'm going to guess your boss was fired.
I was not fired. Yes, my boss actually was fired.